Well, travelling around Paris as a blind person is sometimes easy, but sometimes quite difficult. And we've got the Navilens signs all around, which has been really handy finding out information and getting details about metro lines and when they're coming and stuff and things like that. I've just found one of the Navilens codes. I'm just going to have a scan with my phone. I'm just going to open up the app first. There we go, Navilens. And that's loading. It says point, so I'm going to point, and we'll see what happens. Oh! Whoa! That's giving me details of the metro line station that I'm at. It's telling me what lines, and it's also telling me when the next tube's coming or metro's coming. Wow! Fantastic! You've got the bubbles on the pavement noticing the crossings, but no audible sounds on it, so that's a little bit tricky, but...
Bit disappointing. And the thing about the crossings as well, Toby, no audible crossings, you've got the bump on the tactile markings, but there's no buttons to press and you can't hear anything.
It's a bit of a nightmare for somebody who's blind or partially sighted. When you think, France is the home of Louis Braille, you think things might be a little bit more accessible, but they, in some ways they are, and some ways they're not, I suppose, but a bit frustrating.
And there's lots of electric cars. They seem to go big on electric vehicles here in Paris.
I was going to say I didn't hear any.
So I'm told.
Have you come across any bicycles like the old Boris bikes and that kind of stuff?
There's been quite a few bikes around, and e-bikes, e-scooters. There's been, the kind of little monocycle electric ones as well. I've only heard one electric car that's got that kind of really loud hum, that kind of flying saucer kind of hum to let you know it's run about.
Makes you feel like you're Back to the Future, doesn't it? it's funny because, capital city like this, and they've got the audible announcements on the metro and stuff, you would have thought that things would be a little bit more accessible. But then, if you find a Frenchman or French lady, you can ask some questions. Some of them are quite helpful.
They are indeed. And when you go down into the metros as well and the other train stations, I mean, you tried it out. You tried out the groove that your cane goes in.
Yeah, that was really quite nice because I've heard about it, this mythical sort of marking groove line that you follow. So it's a tactile line and it leads you to the ticket barrier. So you've got two lines that are about, maybe 6-8 inches apart. So you can swipe your cane backwards and forwards between them so you know you're going to head to the ticket barrier. And that really helped.
I'm on the metro. I found the lines. The lines that I was talking about. I'm telling everybody you can follow these lines. And hopefully it'll take me to the ticket barrier. I'm following the line. I've got the line. Gosh, I don't need John anymore. I'm making him redundant. Wow. Here we go.
And they also do, because I have been sort of noticing them as John has been guiding me around, that you can feel them on the sort of route as you go from one line to another. So I think, perhaps I should try this one day, is just follow it and see where I end up.
We've even found it here at Paralympics GB House.
There's a line
downstairs as well to take you to the welcome desk.
I only found that this morning. I thought, oh, there's a line. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, and I suppose it'd be quite nice to have them on the London Tube, when you're getting from the Piccadilly to the Victoria and places like that. Or King's Cross, getting around King's Cross would be quite helpful. It's good. It's really good.
When you get on your train as well, a bit like back in the UK, there's lots of talking announcements telling you the stops that are coming up, telling you sort of what one you're coming at. I had been on a few where I hadn't heard anything, but the majority of them seem to have it. And, maybe because the Olympics and the Paralympics have been here, there's been a lot of kind of different languages. I've heard French, I've heard English, I've heard German. I think I've even heard some Spanish announcements as well. So you kind of sit and go, when's mine coming? When's my stop going to get announced after the other languages?
I think Paris is quite a multicultural city. There are different nationalities here. You've got, I think, a big Chinese nationality. I bumped into one of the volunteers. Well, maybe I didn't quite literally bump into one of the volunteers, but I met one of them on the tube who was German, and her French was very good. And no English was very good. So I think it's one of those multicultural cities, a bit like London in a way. And the streets, obviously they drive on the other side of the road, Alan. But, have you noticed anything about getting around, sort of navigating the streets in Paris?
I suppose in Paris the streets are wider. Where we're based in Clichy, that they're quite narrow. because it's obviously an older part. So there's a lot of kind of narrow streets, all pretty much all drop curbs though. When you're going on and off the curbs, lots of bikes parked as well. There's going to be lots of people moving about as well. There's bits of furniture on the streets and things like that. Obviously, when you're in the centre of Paris, the pavements are a lot wider. But I suppose when you think it's a major metropolitan city with a lot of tourists, they are going to be like that. So it's a bit easier to get around, but incredibly busy.
Yeah, incredibly busy. And also, certainly round here and maybe a bit more in Paris as well, you've got all the sort of street tables because they do like their cafe culture, sitting outside having their lunches and dinners. So there are lots of tables and chairs on the pavements and stuff. And it gets a bit narrow at times, but we can just about pass. So it's not too bad, but something to be careful about.
They don't have the barrier things around them, which you might be used to. You know, the harder barriers or the kind of ribbon barriers that they use back in the UK for, well, not all, but some of the pavement tables and chairs as well, just so you get an idea, oh, there's something there, I can move around it.
Yeah, definitely. And I did find it a little bit crowded when we were going to some of the sort of tourist attractions like the Eiffel Tower and stuff and things like that. There's lots of crowds there, which was sort of, you know, you're going to get it at places like that. But I did feel a little bit, I could like to get out of there.
It can be a bit overwhelming, I think, as well. But I think we found at the Arc de Triomphe and at the Eiffel Tower, told me that the staff there are very helpful.
They have been incredibly helpful. And, you know, if you go up to them, I think some people think the French, you know, might be a little bit offish, but I've actually found if you actually sort of, you know, say hello in French and, you know, say, do you speak English, parlez-vous anglais? And it seemed to be very helpful. So I think it is a very pleasurable city to come and explore, and you should come and explore Paris because there's a lot on offer here. You've got obviously the Paralympics, but you've got all the culture and all the landmarks and everything else, and all the museums as well.
I'd love to come back not working, just to come and have a, you know, be a tourist.
That would be ideal.
And get rid of a lot of the landmarks as well. We've got some time off after this, maybe just come back.
Just come back or stay, you know. It's been a fantastic week and a bit in Paris, Alan. It's been great. It's been nice to be here. It's nice to soak up a bit of culture, but also here for the games as well.
Yeah, managed to get a bit of everything in. It's been pretty hectic. The weather on the whole has been good, but there have been some days where it's been biblical rain coming down. But we've kind of almost made it to the end. And I think, like we told you, you'd come back.
Oh, I would come back to Paris. It is a lovely city to come and visit. Yeah, definitely recommend Paris.